Welcome to God and Country Radio, a program that looks at current events in the light of biblical exposition. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship. A couple of weeks ago, I finished up a three-part series on socialism, and I would now like to add a fourth program. And it's the story of a conversion out of socialism that I just cannot pass up. Back in 1952, Whitaker Chambers published his classic book, Witness, the story of his life as a communist spy for the Soviet Union, his conversion to Christ, and his leaving communism to become a witness against Algier Hiss in the famous Hiss trials in 1948. Hiss was a high-ranking employee at the U.S. State Department. Chambers was subpoenaed to testify against Hiss. Because they both worked together as spies, they both worked with a network of federal government employees who were communists. These men secretly sent classified Washington documents to the Russian government. I do not know how I missed this book in my many years of reading. This book, Witness, is the book that Ronald Reagan says caused him to become a conservative and switch parties. Bob Curry, former governor and senator from Nebraska, said reading Witness had enabled him for the first time in his life to understand what communism was all about. And Whitaker Chambers was one of the founders of the modern conservative movement. After leaving Time magazine, he worked with William Buckley in the creation of the conservative periodical National Review. You say, I've never heard of the book or Whitaker Chambers. Well, I never bothered to read the book either. Such was the deficiency of my public school education. I even talked to a political science major from NYU who worked for a time as adjunct professor in political science, and she never read the book. Conservative books were not on their reading list. But this book is a keeper because he not only explains his break from communism, but his coming to Christ. He explains how Christ set him free from communism and how communism is joined at the hip with atheism. There is no denying this or short-selling the ideological connection between the kingdom of Satan and communism. He begins the book with this line. In 1937, I began, like Lazarus, the impossible return. Whitaker Chambers was a very skilled and thoughtful writer. Think about all the opening lines of great novels. It was the best of times and the worst of times. Call me Ishmael. It was a dark and stormy night. But Chambers starts with this line. I began, like Lazarus, the impossible return. Remember, Lazarus in the Bible was a dead man. And his return to life was impossible apart from the power of Christ. And this is our condition outside of Christ. But in 1937, Whitaker Chambers found new life in Christ. He writes, I no longer groped for God, I felt God. The experience was absolute. And he didn't simply change his economic beliefs and become a capitalist. He lost his faith in communism and he put his faith in God. And that's the only change that is complete and is permanent for all eternity. He writes, what fell for me were dirty rags. The rags that fell for me were not only communism. What fell was the whole web of materialist modern mind. Now, his life story is a 700-page monster. But you don't have to read the whole book. In this program, I don't want to even focus on his role in the Algier Hiss trial, but only on his conversion. And you can get all that and his best quotes in the first 100 pages. The first part is his prologue, a letter to his children, explaining to them his exodus from the Communist Party to Christ. And then just chapter one, where he shares his flight from communism. So today's program is a short book review. An inspiring story of faith. real example of what is behind communism, statism, socialism, and what it takes to leave it. In the last three programs, I spoke about all of the ideology behind statism. Now something needs to be said about leaving it. And here we have the witness of Whitaker Chambers. Let's be reminded of it. Now, first, it's interesting to discover how he was first drawn into communism. All men, without God, look to find their hope and security in man. When you leave God out of your life, government becomes an alternative to God's provision. But there's some things that can speed up this process. Chambers' parents divorced. He had an abusive father. His mother was neurotic, and his brother committed suicide. Chambers had a dysfunctional upbringing. And communism offered Chambers hope, a reason to live. It's kind of like a troubled youth joining a gang. But this gang was political, was ideological, was intellectual. And this is why many are drawn to the left politically. They're disappointed or have been burned by Western values, or rather, the false caricature of Western values. The church or the religion they grew up in was a dead religion. And that kind of faith will never attract anyone. Chambers said communism promised freedom or liberation. He wrote that in the Communist Party, he found his church. And this is what the Bible itself says about the draw of false teachers. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 19, promising them freedom while they themselves are slaves of corruption. And remember, Satan promised Adam and Eve freedom only to enslave them. And every false ideology will fool people with some promise of utopia or justice or peace. But what caused Chambers to leave communism was not a gospel tract or an evangelistic message. Eventually, what he had been told about Christ gave him an alternative framework in which to view the world, but the first awakening of his conscience came by what he called the screams. One day, the communist really hears those screams. What communist has not heard those screams? They come from husbands torn forever from their wives in midnight arrests. They come muffled from the execution cellars of the secret police, from the torture chambers, from the freight cars loaded with men and women and children, the enemies of the communist state. And it's the screams that betray the communist vision of almighty man. It was actually the report of Stalin's purge coming out of Russia in the 1930s that became for Chambers the first evidence that communism is absolute evil. The purge caused Chambers, quote, to re-examine the meaning of communism and the nature of the world crisis. Chambers then began to read testimonies of people who suffered under communism and left the movement. Quote, the Communist Party, despite occasional pious statements to the contrary, is a terrorist organization. And is that not how many Christians, if not all Christians, come to Christ? We see the evil in the world. We see the evil in ourselves. We're hurt by this world. The mask is removed. And we see that the face is the face of Satan. Jesus said, by their fruits you will know them. And we begin to learn that Satan is a murderer and the father of lies. He's a thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, the revealing of evil does not save everyone. In fact, we know of many that when the evil is revealed, they like it all the more. Even Chambers writes that years earlier, news of the purge wouldn't have mattered much to him. It was just the price that needed to be paid for social progress. If the communist vision was right, it was justified. But in 1937, Chambers' attitude began to change, and he attributed his awakening to God. He also writes, I knew that my faith in communism, long held and devoutly served, was destroyed long before I knew exactly what my error was. How true that is. Like the prodigal son, we need to have our faith in the world broken before we come to faith in Christ. Chambers writes, "What is lacking in communism? Now in my despair, I asked at last, can it be God?" Then Chambers began to pray. "As I continued to pray raggedly, prayer ceased to be an awkward and self-conscious act. It became a daily need." Then he describes his conversion. "If I were asked to say in terms of the modern mind, what is the meaning of this experience? I should answer, I don't know. Something happened. I walked into life for the first time. I only knew that I promised God my life, even if it were his will to death. And this is my ultimate witness." And so, as we read the title of the book, Witness, we might think it's all about his role in being a witness in the Algier Hiss trial. But in reality, it's all about his being a witness for God. The testimony of his conversion, that our true calling is to be a witness to how Christ has taken us from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of God. Now, one of the great points Chambers makes in his introduction is why people turn to forms of statism, communism, socialism. If you listen to conservative pundits on this question, their answer is usually these people want power. Liberals are liberals because they want to control other people. George Orwell, in his novel 1984, concludes with the point that Big Brother does what it does because it wants power. But if you talk with those on the left, they sincerely believe they're going after statism out of principle and out of charity. So the conservative analysis is ridiculed as being a lie against the left. And conservatives with the wrong diagnosis prescribe the wrong cure. Now, it could be that the core motive for statism is a desire for power. But statists are not very aware of it because it is a desire on a subconscious level. People are not usually very good at discerning why they're attracted to certain isms. So the reason people on the left may believe statism is right in principle and is right for charity is because it gives power to an elite group of people, themselves. But Chambers has a different explanation for statism. In his letter to his children, he writes, "You will ask, why then do men become communists? How did it happen that you, our genteel and loved father, were once a communist? Were you simply stupid? No, I wasn't stupid. Were you morally depraved? No, I was not morally depraved. Indeed, educated men become communists chiefly for moral reasons." Chambers then gives the reason. It's faith. It is a simple, rational faith that inspires men to live and die for communism. And I think Chambers is right in this. And this is the basis on which we need to argue against statism. Rather than accusing liberals of just wanting power or control or being envious of producers, those are only byproducts. At the root is an erroneous faith. Faith in man rather than faith in God. Chambers goes on to explain, "It is not new. It is, in fact, man's second oldest faith. Its promises were whispered in the first days of the creation under the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Ye shall be as God. It is the great alternative faith of mankind. Like all great faith, its force derives from a simple vision. Other ages have had great visions. They have always been different versions of the same vision. The vision of God and man's relationship to God. The communist vision is a vision of man without God. It is the vision of man's liberated mind, redirecting man's destiny, and reorganizing man's life and the world. Communism restores man to his sovereignty by the simple method of denying God. The communist vision challenges him to prove it by using the force of his rational mind to end the bloody meaninglessness of man's history by giving it purpose and a plan. It challenges him to prove it by imposing on nature. His rational will to order, abundance, security, peace, it is the vision of materialism. It is an intensely practical vision. The tools to turn it into reality are at hand, science and technology. So in short, what Chamber means here is that what is behind communism is a faith in man making a better world for himself, not by submitting to the moral and economic laws of God, but by man's own intellect and organizing, coming up with an alternative. As Chamber wrote, statism can be reduced to simply faith in man rather than faith in God. And by the way, that faith in man inevitably displays itself in a faith in government, because government is the organization of man. And so it always results in the Tower of Babel. Come, let's build for ourselves a city and let us make a name for ourselves. Genesis 11:4. And this is the driving force behind every world empire. From Egypt to Assyria to Babylon to Persia to Greece to Rome, and eventually to the global kingdom of the Antichrist. Now back to this question of power or faith. George Orwell and others would say, well, yes, it is a religious faith in man, only because man wants power. The driving force for power is the driving force behind faith in man. In the Garden of Eden, the temptation was to be as God. Stalin didn't believe in communism out of a faith in a utopia as much as he simply wanted raw power. Well, this is true. But it's a better argument against statists that at its core, they have the wrong faith. Now, why people adopt this wrong faith may vary. Some may want security. Some may want power. Some may just want to stick it to the successful. Some out of hatred for personal economic accountability. But I would agree with Chambers that it's all based upon a wrong faith. And this is why Chamber goes on to explain why so many people were and are willing to live and die for communism, socialism. Why it's become such an immense force in our world. What I really appreciate about Chambers' critique of communism is that he asks the bigger questions. He looks for the motives. And if you don't ask and answer the bigger questions, you will never evangelize and disciple the world for Christ. If you don't explain to people their faith in man and all of its ramifications, you'll never be able to explain to people how they need to put their faith in the Word of God and in Christ. To come to Christ means you have to leave something. And if you don't know what you're leaving, you likely don't know what you're accepting. Chambers makes a point that conservatives need to learn. He writes, communism makes some profound appeals to the human mind. You will not find out what it is by calling communists names. That will not help much to explain why communism, whose horrors on a scale unparalleled in history, are now public knowledge, and still it recruits thousands and holds on to millions, among them some of the best minds alive. Chambers writes that the Hiss trials did little or nothing to explain communism to the public. Communists were assumed to be criminals, pariahs, clandestine men who lead double lives under false names, traveling on false passports, denying traditional religion, morality, the sanctity of oaths, preach violence and practical treason. These things are true about communists, but they are not what communism is about. Communism is a faith in man to change the world. It is a sense of moral superiority. It's a vision. It's a moral crusade. It's a reason to live and die. Quote, communism is what happens when in the name of mind, men free themselves from God. Chambers also writes, neither power nor money moves communists, nor the adventure factor. Faith moves them. And in the final conflict, only an equal faith can overcome them. And later in his book, Chambers makes an interesting point about his conversion out of communism. If I rejected only communism, I would have rejected only one political expression of the modern mind. If I rejected only communism, I would have remained within the modern intellectual mood which gives birth to communism and denies the soul. And this is what happens with many people. They leave the political expression of atheism because of their conscience and some remnants of Christian belief. But they really never leave their faith in man and the worship of themselves. They never come to God. So, Chamber explains that the Western world is succumbing to leftism, to statism, because the Western world actually shares the communistic, materialistic, godless vision. The West is trying to stave off totalitarianism through classic liberalism and libertarianism. But as Chamber says, communism can only be defeated by something greater than rationalism. Quote, and the West fails to grasp that the only answer to the communist challenge is faith in God. Political freedom, as the Western world has known it, is only the political reading of the Bible. Religion and freedom are indivisible. The knowledge of God, the experience of God, is what alone gives character to a society or a nation and meaning to its destiny, its culture. There has never been a society or a nation without God, but history is cluttered with the wreckage of nations that have become indifferent to God and died. And the crisis of the Western world exists to the degree in which it is indifferent to God. Economics is not the central problem of this century. It is a relative problem, which can be solved in relative ways. Faith is the central problem of this age. The Western world does not know it, but it already possesses the power to this problem. But only provided that his faith in God and the freedom he enjoins is as great as the communist faith in man. One final lesson. In all this, Chamber illustrates how coming to Christ means 100% devotion to Christ. He explains his dedication to fighting communism after he left communism, and it parallels the true Christian's change of attitude toward the world, whereas before salvation, Satan and the world are our friends, our cause, but once we come to Christ, we live for another kingdom. A few months before he left communism, Chambers told a friend, "You know, the day I walk out of the Communist Party, I walk into a police station. In other words, the day I leave it, I must become an informant against it." Chambers writes that he told his wife in leaving communism, "You know, we are leaving the winning world for the losing world." He wasn't saying that Satan and the government of man would defeat God, but he was saying that as far as this world is concerned, we will be on the losing side. Like Moses in Hebrews chapter 11, he had to choose to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Chambers writes, "It was a decision to die if necessary, rather than to live under communism. Nothing made us regret that decision." Well, how true that is. Just as Jesus said, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." The book is Witness by Whitaker Chambers. You've been listening to God and Country Radio. The website to listen to this program again or other past programs is godandcountryradio.org. The YouTube channel is God and Country Biblical Exposition. There on YouTube, you can find my video lecture on this topic. Thank you for your prayers and support. Thank you for taking the time to make God and Country a part of your discipleship in the Word. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, help all those who are listening to make that choice to leave faith in man and put their faith in you. To leave the kingdom of Satan for the kingdom of God. And may we all live as witnesses to that gift of salvation. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.